28th, Gregory Keller, 10 carries for 69 yards. His long was 24 on the night. And then Matt Mychick, 5 carries for 33 yards. Casey Sweeney carried the ball 4 times for 7 yards. Through the air, Matt Mychick was 0 for 3. Ryan Sweeney was 1 for 1 on the only complete pass on the night. As for 12 yards, Casey Sweeney and Ethan Lemke also threw passes in this ballgame. So, you know, four different Audley Bearcats throw the ball tonight. Only one completion, which was a trick play. And then you take a look at the defensive side of the ball here. Harbor Reach with 33 tackles, one interception, only one sack and one tip pass. One penalty for 2 yards on the defensive side of things. Audley Bearcats, 35 tackles, one tackle for a loss, and 2 penalties for 10 yards. Leading the way, though, Dave, we could talk forever on this guy. Number 61, Skylar Lisowski, 13 tackles on the night for Skylar Lisowski for the Audley Bearcats tonight.
Yeah, between Skylar Lisowski and Anthony Sweeney, I think that's 80% of your tackles right there. They're all over the field. And they played magnificently on defense, but they weren't always the guys in pass coverage, and that's where the Bearcat offense showed signs of weakness, and that's going to be a crucial part of their conversation heading to the playoff time. Is teams are going to see that vulnerability, and they're going to have to find a way to defend better, especially in aerial assault. We know they can slow down the run, but when teams can throw on you, it's really difficult then to stop the run as well.
Time of possession, Harbor Reach had the ball for 27 minutes and 33 seconds on the night. Hubley right around 20 minutes and 30 seconds overall. So when you take a look at it, that math is wrong, but we'll take a look at it when we get home. As when you think about this whole broadcast tonight, Dave, I was just happy to get through this thing. There's so many people here, and there's such little cell reception in this valley where this football field is, especially in M19 Valley here. We're just happy to get this game broadcast over to you folks. And this was perhaps the best game back and forth that we saw through 8 weeks so far in this regular season. And, Dave, could we see a rematch in the playoffs between these two squads?
It's absolutely possible. They've been projected since week 4 to be in the same district in Division 8. I certainly think that it's a possibility. Previous projections had them on in the same region, but opposite matchups. They would have had to have met in the district championship. But now that they've played each other and one team has a win and more playoff points than the other one, it'll be interesting to see now if it flip-flops who plays the higher seed at the undefeated team in that district. But I anticipate that both teams are going to have to win one playoff game, and it would be for a district championship. So I say the chances of that happening are slim, but they are possible.
Well, when you think about it, regardless, both teams on that we saw tonight, very, very strong, could make a run in Division A playoffs here. We certainly did not expect the distance that Audley made it last year, making it all the way to the state semifinals, putting up a fight against Guam, Westphalia. And it just goes to show tonight here as well, the caliber of football, especially in Greater Thumb East, especially in the Greater Thumb Conference, of how football is like over here in the Thumb, Michigan. Final thoughts, Dave, tonight.
Oh, we've seen a great football game here tonight. The Bearcats certainly disappointed at home here. They couldn't clinch the East, and I think another go at it, you could see a different game. But credit to the Harbor Reach offense. They came in with a spread offense mentality that we were going to run it at you from the spread, and we were going to throw it all over the lot. And they did. They threw it 7 times, completed 5 of them, and they averaged almost 20 yards of completion, and that's the difference. The momentum changer would be a 3rd and 32. I don't know if I've ever seen a 3rd and 32 completed for a first down without the help of a penalty, and that's just demoralizing for a Bearcat off of defense that you know is always ranked in the top 2 or 3 in our area. That's always their strong suit is running the football and playing great defense. Again, I think they can make a run in Division 8, but Harbor Beach, they were the better team tonight. They played very, very well, and good luck to both teams as they head into the playoffs in a couple weeks.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Thumb Cellular, Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning, Moore Shoreline, DS Services at Cass City, Randy's Hunting Center in Van Ecks, Midnight Madison, Kind of Tire of Deckerville, B&M Cabinet Shop, Port Hope Hotel, McVeigh Insurance Agency, Gabriel Holdick, DDS in Harbor Beach, Bayport State Bank, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Audley Motor Service, Ensure Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? I certainly am, and I'm certainly happy that this broadcast is over. We've been trudging along here since we started. About 5 minutes before kickoff, we lost our internet connection. We apologize to everyone listening out there for all the headaches we caused. But finally, after resort back to listening and talking, Dave and I passing the old cell phone back and forth to get this game broadcast back to the booth. So final score from Upland, Michigan, Harbor Reach win 26-14. They clinched the Greater Thumb East title the first time since 2014 and now moves to 7-1 on the season, 5-0 in divisional play. Up next, next Friday, we'll be broadcasting from USA as Harbor Reach takes the show on the road again to take on the USA Patriots in week number 9 in an attempt to go 8-1 in the regular season. On behalf of our WLW Sports broadcast crew, our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla O'Neill, our spotter tonight, Jay O'Neill, and our in-game analysis, Dave Hansen, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We certainly did. Our reach wins 26-14 to clinch the Greater Thumb East. That's all from Ubley, Michigan. We'll see you Sunday at 7 p.m. for the Strong Side. Until then, have drive safe, have a great weekend, and you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.